Shiras Hayom is written by Lashon Osid. Oz Yoshe Moshe of Bnei Yisrael. Yoshe Lashon Osid. Hold Shira. Or Shira Lashem is Lashon Osid, the future. Shira ends. Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Void. Also Lashon Osid. What's the Indian of the Shira being a Lashon Osid? But the Yisod is, we have to understand, why did the Rebbein Shalom take Klal Yisrael through the Midbar? Vayasav Elokim Es'om Derech HaMidbar Yamsuf. Also we have to understand there's a big dogish of Shabbos in this week's parasha. The mitzvah of Shabbos was given to Klal Yisrael in this week's parasha, number one. And Mechlal, if you look through half the psukim of the month, they're also all talking about Shabbos. Shabbos plays a very big role in this week's parasha. Why? The answer is because parashas by Beshalach is the parasha where Klal Yisrael actually begin their journeying in the Midbar. Journeying in the Midbar is when journeying vayisu vayachnu vayisu vayachnu. You're journeying. You don't relax in the Midbar. In the Midbar you live in a tent. You don't live in a palace. And the Midbar is a place where you have a destination in sight, and the whole time you're looking into the future. And the Midbar is a place that's mufka from the present tense. There's no present tense. It's all future in the Midbar. You're getting to your destination. Klal Yisrael by Yisrael Yachnu and Eretz Yisrael, which is called Eretz Zachayim, which is called Chinas Olam Haba. That's where they were heading. That was the direction that Klal Yisrael was heading. And that's why the Midbar is to tell Klal Yisrael, listen, you're leaving Mitzrayim now, you have to know that the life of a Yid is a life that's always looking for the future. He's always seeing that there's no Gula yet, living through the Tsar of the Gula, living the Tsar of the Golas, the Tsar of the Golas, the Shechina. The person's always, the whole focus has always got to be on the future. That's the whole koyach of Shabbos that gives us throughout the week. Throughout the week, Yid gets fakrochen into the Shesh Yisimei HaMais, he gets fakrochen into Olam Hazeh. Comes along a Shabbos which is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos elevates him, Shabbos makes him feel, this is not the real thing, we're just by Yisu Vayachnus. There's a real thing, Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba Yem Shabbos Menucha. That's how Klal Yisrael began the journeying of a Yisu Vayachnu, and that's Tafka why the Rebbein Shalom took them in the Midbar. And that's how the first Nesiyah was from wherever, Yisu Misukos. What's Sukkos? Sukkos is same Diras Keva, Meshev Diras Arai. The whole Yom Tov of Sukkos is the idea of we're travelers, we're living in a Diras Arai. Olam HaZeh doesn't have any inyanim of Keva for us, there's no Kviyas in Olam HaZeh. And Meila, therefore, when Klal Yisrael saw Mitzrayim, Mesol, Svasayom, when Klal Yisrael saw that a life of Gashmias, a life of Taiva, a life of Mitzrayim, a life of Parai Zoch the Yitzhahara, the life of the Yitzhahara and Taivas, when he saw that was Mesol Fasayom, then Klal Yisrael realized that the present tense, somebody who lives a life of indulgence in the present, has no future. Mesol Fasayom. That's why it was called Yamsov. Yamsov is Soif. Soif is, that's it, there's nothing. There's no, it comes to an end, Zeu. Klal Yisrael is just the opposite. Klal Yisrael is not Klal, not living in the present. We're the whole time in the future. Not Pshat is we're living in the present comes to an end. We're only living in the future. Made it, therefore, that's why we have Kiyam and Kiyam Loilam and Netzach Netzachim. When they saw that the life of Olam HaZeh is nothing, they saw that it's all mace, it's got nothing, there's nothing to it, and then they suddenly realized that it's not in the present, it's all about the future. And therefore they sang the Shira Oz Yosher Moshe, and Rashi says Michan Remez L'tchis HaMeisim in HaTorah. Klal Yisrael visualized and they saw that Klal Yisrael is heading for a gewaltige Tkufa L'achris HaYomim L'tchis HaMeisim Olam Haba, and that's why the whole Shira was sung in the future in Lashon Osid Oshira L'Hashem Hashem Yimloich, Hashem Yimloich L'Olam Void. Afterwards they were given the mon. If you do out of the mon, there are tzaddik writes that the mon, the Agadat Gemara is on the mon, on the last perek of Yuma. You do out the Yom Kippur is a day where there's no achila, no shtia. Yom Kippur is a day which is kula olam haba. Not going into it now, just like olam haba, ein bo achila v'lo shtia, say Chazal the Gemara. So too, Yom Kippur, ein bo achila v'lo shtia. Just like Shabbos is mein olam haba, Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosain, he's even more olam haba, he's even closer to olam haba. The mon, the Agadat Gemara is on the mon, or in the last perek of Yuma. Discussing the halachas of Yom Kippurim, because the whole sugya of the mon is the sugya that they ate bread of the future. They ate chisa meisim dikah bread. They ate future dikah bread. They didn't eat gashmis dikah bread. They ate bread that comes min hashemayim. They ate shemayim dikah bread. They were mufka completely for what goes on in Olam HaZeh. And made it therefore bekitza. That's why the parsha ends. The parsha ends with Amalek, the mechama with Amalek, because the first one who was koifer on chisa meisim the first one who was koyfer on the whole idea that is the future, the first one who made a statement which Chazal called Echol Hayoim Ki Mocha Nomus Chaparani Gashmi is today, because tomorrow the person is going to die. That was Esav. Esav said, Hina Enochi Hoylech Lomus. Mamela, what do I need future for? Lomus Eli Bechoyra. The whole Bechoyra, they were destined in the future to work in the Bais HaMikdash. They were destined in the future to work the whole Bais HaMikdash with the Bechina of Lost in Lova, you're not discussing now. Of the whole Bechina of the Bais HaMikdash, the whole Bechina of the Bechoyra was the future. Esav says, Hina Enochi Hoylech Lomus. I live in the present, I don't live in the future. I don't believe in the future. Mela Klal Yisrael, and Pasha's Beshalach, which is Megala, that we only live in the future. And we don't live in that. In other words, he says, Mocha Nomas, I don't have a future. Klal Yisrael, the whole Pashas B'Shalach, to show what a future we have. In Pashas B'Shalach, we have the Koyach of Mocha Timcha, as Eich HaMolek. That's the whole Kesher to Purim. Purim was the Bechinog where we were Miyayish from the Gula. We were Miyayish of the future. And Achashverosh made a Suda, and in the Suda he printed the Reform Siddurim. Reform Siddurim don't have anything about the future. They only have the present. They take out the Hoshim Esavoidah, the Shmon Esra, as a new nusach. In other words, they take out all the asidus. There's no asidus over there. The whole part of the asidus Achashverosh is he took the kain on the Beis HaMikdash and he said, this is where you are, this is where you're staying, you're not going anywhere, relax. Oh, Achashverosh has such a mindset, he finds a good friend, and that's Haman, Haman from Amalek, because that's Mamish Amalek's whole Bechina. Chaparayin, beginning of Megiras Esa, what a gewaltig sude it was, and how much food, and how much drink, and how much dus, and how much yent. A real Olam Hazid de Kazakh comes along Haman and says, hey, I'll join you for that. And I made it, therefore, these are the parishes where you didn't have to realize that we are in Olam Hazeh, we are by Yisrael Yachna. We have to look at Olam Hazeh with all these indulgences as a midbar. There's nothing really there. It's empty mikol toichen. And therefore, our whole shuka, whole sheifa is lost it lover. And that's the Ovis Akdoshim, Meister Ovis Simlebonim. Yitzchok is spelled Ketzchai. Ketzchai says it's very Shloimba. He was repulsive. It was repulsive to him. It was to him. The Chai Olam Hazeh. He couldn't stand Olam Hazeh. Yaakov was cool in the future because Yaakov legalis case nariches, but then that was the avoidance of the obvious. Yitzchak was to me megala that there's nothing here in Olam Hazeh. That's why Yitzchak was an oil of tmima, bechinas oil of tmima. And Yaakov was the one who gave us a shtup because Yaakov legalis as a case. Galis is a case. Yaakov lashon Ekev, Ekev is the Meshicha. So therefore, the ma'isa obvious similar bonin that we have are pushing through. A person has to have tzipia and tzipia and imam and b'munah shleim of avishis and kol zachaklem chol yom sheyovay. If you look at most of the tefillas of the week and of Shabbos, everything talks about the chukah for the gula. This is the parsha where we mamish have to intensify our chukah for the gula. Shleim of amitis meherim yemein amen. Sorry.